Hot as Vulcan by Barbarian. Read by Cookie Mom 6067. As he melted into the sidewalk, Jim wondered why he'd signed up for a semester on Vulcan. Sure, the schools were phenomenal, but the weather. He was sweating off years of his life here, and he was just waiting for his ride. How was he supposed to survive 4 months of this? He tried to take another swig from his water bottle, only to realize he'd already drunk it all. At that moment, Jim began mentally drafting his request to withdraw from the program. Then a sleek hover car pulled up to the terminal. What was perhaps the most beautiful man in the universe stepped out, and Jim's mind abruptly stopped functioning. He just stared at the regal man who seemed built of sharp angles and ethereal grace. Was there a way to pick up a stranger at a shuttle terminal while drenched in your own sweat? By some miracle or cruel twist of fate, the man approached Jim, Cadet James Tiberius Kirk. Jim had suddenly forgotten how to speak, but he managed to nod. The gorgeous stranger held up a ta'al and inclined his head in a little bow as he introduced himself. I am Spock, son of Sarek, who is hosting you. I apologize for my tardiness. My duties at the Science Academy took longer than estimated. It's all right, Jim managed in a rough voice. Damn, he sounded horrible. What a first impression to make. Spock didn't seem to mind, though. In fact, he seemed a bit guilty. Called Jim crazy for trying to read a Vulcan, but he could have sworn there was emotion in those eyes. There was at least kindness in Spock's actions. He insisted on taking Jim's luggage while the human got settled in the hover car. Inside, the temperature was already set to something more human-friendly. Once luggage was stowed, they sped off through Shikar. Jim could actually appreciate some of the city's beauty now that he wasn't sweating his ass off. The architecture was elegant, without any superfluous flourishes, and the materials blended in with the natural tones of the desert around them. For all of the city's beauty, Jim couldn't tear his focus from the person next to him. Jim wanted to ask Spock more about himself. However, he wasn't an idiot. He'd gone to those cultural sensitivity classes and knew Vulcans considered small talk a waste of time. Besides, Jim should just be grateful Spock wasn't openly disgusted with his sweaty self. Surprisingly, Spock himself decided to break the silence. I understand you will be shadowing my father during his ambassadorial duties, as well as taking select classes at the Science Academy. I hope I do not cause offense, but I offer my support in these endeavors should you need it. Thank you, Spock. I may take you up on that offer. How kind of the Vulcan to give Jim an opening to woo him. Of course, he'd have to do some research into Vulcan customs and charm the in-laws and learn how to survive on this hot-as-hell planet. It seemed his study abroad would be very busy indeed. The end.